This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay, on my end, I did not hear the intro at all, for the most part. In any event, welcome back. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, modularity and quality abounds. It's always interesting when a performer injects politics into their professional lives. They're inviting everyone to vote with their checkbook, their credit card, or cash. And the latest to do this is a guy named Ray LaMontagne, who he's supposedly successful, never heard of him myself. From CNSNews.com, in a statement canceling the show, LaMontagne said he considers himself very open-minded, but he can't support allowing guns on college campuses. He said there are a lot of things this country needs more of, but guns aren't one of them. Perhaps his decision has more than publicity seeking in mind. It's hard to see how allowing people with concealed carry permits to exercise the right to carry a gun on a public campus will increase the number of guns in the country. Those people can already carry in most other public spaces. The number of private guns is approaching 400 million, and the numbers being sold have been breaking records for a decade. A large segment of American voters and consumers disagree with Mr. LaMontagne. They are showing it by buying guns in record numbers. Stock of private firearms in the United States has increased by about 100 million during the Obama administration. That's a 30% increase. As the number of private firearms has increased, so has the number of people with concealed carry permits. Tipping in at about 15 million now nationwide, as the number of carry permits has increased, crime has dropped. To add to the lack of logic, Mr. LaMontagne gave a performance at a venue in Salt Lake City. The right to bear arms has been partially restored in that venue as well. From a press release by the Students for Concealed Carry for immediate release, 1922 and 2016, Ray LaMontagne's hypocritical grandstanding over campus carry coming out of Austin, Texas. If singer-songwriter Ray LaMontagne is so concerned about the licensed concealed carry of handguns that he feels compelled to cancel his September 22nd concert at the Bass Concert Hall of the University of Texas at Austin, why did he, just 3 days ago, perform at Salt Lake City's Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater, another venue that allows the Lawson's licensed concealed carry of handguns? The Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater in Salt Lake City is owned by Salt Lake County. As a county-owned property, the Capitol Theater is subject to Utah's firearm ordinance preemption law, which dictates that a local authority or state entity may not enact or enforce any ordinance, regulation, or rule pertaining to firearms. Maybe he will restrict his performances to those states where concealed firearms permits aren't allowed, which means he performs nowhere. There would be none. If he squinted hard, he might be able to perform in New York City or Maryland or Hawaii or New Jersey, as permits in those places are restricted to the rich and the very well-connected. But we, the great unwashed, are very law-abiding once we get our little permits, aren't we? Yeah. Someone once said that there is no bad publicity. Considering what happened to the Dixie Chicks, it's unlikely that Mr. LaMontagne did his brand any good. And this is his prerogative, okay? He can cancel any show he wants, and people are free to stop buying his product. Using your celebrity status to advance a cause you believe in is a time-honored tradition. Mr. LaMontagne has shown that he hates guns, by implication, the Second Amendment. For those of you who may have been wondering, this is exactly where Mr. LaMontagne stands on that particular issue right now today. You should, as good consumers, make, you know, this is sort of an informed, I'm trying to do like a consumer, what do we call this, a consumer, maybe a buyer beware. Because the basic problem here, the basic premise behind the problem for me here, is that this guy thinks that he can dictate terms. And I realize with some celebrities that, you know, they actually can. They actually can dictate exactly what's going on. You know, the no green M&Ms or brown M&Ms and all that other stuff. You know, sparkling water only in the refrigerator. I need 3 bottles of 12-year-old scotch being held by 2 Playboy bunnies for me. You know, that kind of nonsense. And they get it. They get away with it. But that's because of their earning potential in the venue. The people there are willing to put up with that stupidity in order to make that money. Because it is all about the Benjamins in the performing arts in a lot of cases. Ray LaMontagne, I don't even know who he is. I've never heard anything he sings. Or is it performs? It used to be sings, but now maybe it's performing. Whatever it is, I've never heard any of his stuff. He'd have to be awfully good for me to sit back and continue to. And since I don't own any of his stuff, I have no feelings up or down about this cat. He's more than welcome to hate guns and people that own guns and all that other fine stuff, but it's just stupid. It gets you nowhere. It's going to get you nowhere. It does nothing at all to change the dynamic. Nothing. And once again, we have another, you know, celebrities today. I don't know who any of these people are, and I'm not that old. I'm not that old. I'm 55. I pay attention to what's going on. I listen to the interwebs. But, I mean, to celebrities today, they just don't move me the way they used to. It's not the same as it was when I was growing up, when they were bigger than life. Nowadays, they're not bigger than life. As a matter of fact, they're quite fragile people. And it's the separation between everything is, nowadays it's, you know, they're not that much better than me. As a matter of fact, nowadays people can become a celebrity just for viewing things on YouTube. So, bigger celebrities than Ray LaMontagne, who I've never heard of. But alas, UT, he won't be coming to play at your school. We'll be right back.
would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity, a warranty that is second to none, and just the innovation never ceases. TacticalHolsters.com. Go check them out. Anti-gun proponents would like nothing better than to turn us into a nation of wimps. Now, for most of you, that's just obvious. Others that might pick this up would think I'm exaggerating. But more and more, the idea of being able to take care of yourself is contemplated with contempt and even outright horror by many in this country. Changing your own tire, cutting your own hair, raising your own food, especially if you're going out and talking about hunting. That's seen as stuff that only the rubes in the flyover states still do. Oh, and then we have the, weapons. Weapons draw the particular ire of people with this attitude. And thus we have Rebecca Gibbons Rollin writing for the WBUR Cognoscenti page, where her reaction to visiting Legoland with her daughter. Her article, "When Legos Mean War, Are Our Toys Too Violent?" This is an exercise in hand-wringing over the idea that human beings might have a purpose for fighting tools. Her particular concern is for the children, citing a study published in PLOS-1 on the increase of simulated weapons and Lego sets over time. She expresses concern that parents are supporting violence in the play of their children. In her view, when we play with those Lego sets, we are not simply building, we are practicing war. Rowland is a speech-language pathologist and consultant on education and parenting, according to her website. Surely she is aware that in fantasy play among boys, competition and a desire to dominate are normal. Not something to panic over or to medicate away. This is why little boys go into sports. This is why girls go into sports, for that matter. Because they want to compete and they want to win. And while it's an easy stereotype to say that boys are more aggressive than girls, the reality is that while boys may be more physically aggressive, both sexes will seek dominance in social settings. Her article is a glaring example of the phenomenon of helicopter parenting, the urge of parents to descend into the lives of their children to prevent any danger or loss, whether emotional or physical. I understand that desire to keep your child safe, to keep them happy. It bothers me when, my sons are grown. My youngest son is 25. It bothers me if he's unhappy, though. But children need to compete for genuine rewards of success and consequences of failure if they're going to become a functional adult. And, in my time where I've been around children, I have seen that change. And I've seen what we see now, which is, more and more you see the ones who are fresh out of high school. They're quite timid. But they're at the age of majority. But who would find organizing a trip across the road a challenge? So, in ways, violent play is in part a preparation for violence in real life. And we've known this for a long time, going back to the ancient Greeks in conscious statement and tested out every football season here in the United States. When war ceases to be possible, we can have a discussion about the continued utility of two sports teams facing each other in a field of battle. But even in such a paradise, if we lose our competitive spirit, we will fall into stagnation. And that's the thing about fantasy violence that we should celebrate, not feel shameful about. When we fight in play, we find ways to channel aggression and desire for dominance into skills that let us make new discoveries about the world and find new answers to our problems. And that's my concern about Lego sets. When I played with those things, they were blocks. What they became was up to me. But the troublesome increase in Lego is in how they are most often toys being a kind of product placement for movies, taking away the element of imagination. You could make an X-Wing starfighter from a book of nondescript blocks. I'd be impressed, but put together the same out of three or four parts made easy to assemble, and you're ready for a participation trophy. She's worried about seeing her child seeing toys made to look like guns while playing. Lots of parents are that way. They hated the very idea of weapons. And, here I am today, a gun owner, doing a gun ownership tactical gun rights radio show. Train your children in the way you want them to go, and they'll eventually run as far away from it as they can, as they can. Play is a key time for children to discover who they are, not what they're being molded into. And toy weapons are an illustration of our ability to shape our world. If you want to continue growing and learning, shutting down this integral part of a child's fantasy is going to be the wrong answer. When, I was talking with my son about this. I never see Bugs Bunny anymore as a cartoon. I don't see that. I don't see Tom and Jerry. I don't see a whole lot of things. And it's because of political correctness. But it's also because there's a lot of acts of cartoon violence in there. And, of course, Who Framed Roger Rabbit had lots of cartoon violence in it. That's why they're cartoons, because they can take the violence, they can take the anvil, hitting them in the head, and get right back up and take it again. Cartoonish, if you will. You don't ever see that anymore. You never see that anymore. Where did that go? Where are the Three Stooges today? We've become a nation of wimps because we can't look at entertainment for what it is. We can't let our minds go out there and just to, because it's, we knew it wasn't real when I was a child. We knew that we weren't, lost in space or cowboys or firemen or anything. We knew that because we had to go have dinner in a little bit. We are a nation of wimps with a few outliers like you. You're out there and, you're not wimps, which is good. I like you not being wimps. That's good. That's good for me. When we get back, Chris Murphy's out there, and he's got a litmus test together to help us pick out who we should vote for office. So that's going to be a knife that cuts both ways, Chris, and I like it that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and modularity and the best warranty in the industry. And the fact that Jesse Lockhart just allowed to go crazy with his development. Go check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. I have a request for you, if I may. Coming up, should be before Thanksgiving. Maybe before Halloween. Sometime between now and Halloween, I will hit the 1,000th live show of this program. And that will be a milestone, and that most certainly is going to happen. And all I have to do is just keep doing shows, and that's going to happen. However, this year I decided to expand the show with a YouTube channel, and I have done more YouTube video this year than I have ever done prior to this. And it has, response has been very gratifying. It has doubled, okay? But here's the thing. Currently right now with YouTube, I have 937 subscribers. I want to get to 1,000 subscribers with that before I get to 1,000 shows with the podcast. Purely to say I did it. the 1,000 shows, that will be a milestone. I mean, there's lots of guys that do this. Some of these guys, I don't know if they've done 1,000 shows yet. Some of these guys that have these weekend shows, I don't know if they've done 1,000 of them just yet at this particular point, because that takes a long time to do them. Not when you're doing it 5 days a week. So, but it will still be a milestone, but it's definitely going to happen. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, that's pathetic. But I would like to get to that before I get to the 1,000 shows on the podcast. And so I humbly, and for all of you that have subscribed to it, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying the stuff that I'm putting up there. I know the radio shows. I don't even understand why some of you like a video feed of a radio show. The only thing more boring than watching me do a radio show would be watching my board op, who doesn't talk into a mic. And other than that, it's the same thing. He's sitting there with headphones in front of stuff. I am too. But there's some of you that do, so I put that up. And I have endeavored to put up gun reviews and training technique and certain things. And I've done more of that this year than I have ever done it before in the 4 years I've done the show. So we would be at 1,000 already, except for that danged pesky heart attack thing that got in the way. So that's my request. Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube. Lock, LOCKN, letter N, Load Radio 1. Go look for that. And if you would hit subscribe, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, applauded Pantsuit for proudly pledging to take on the gun lobby and calling out opponents of gun control while campaigning in swing states such as Virginia and North Carolina. Murphy can do this because he's not in a race right now. He can sit back and point all this other stuff out. Pantsuit doesn't need any help right now. She needs help just getting up the stairs. She doesn't need any help losing votes. She's losing them in left, right, and center. Black America took a lot of umbrage at Obama getting out there saying, you will insult my legacy. Well, Black America is not too impressed with that, I got to tell you. Senator Murphy said that, he said, we have to take on the gun lobby head on and unmask it for what has become a spokesman for the gun makers, not for gun owners. See, he's for us, right? 80% of us, even NRA members, support universal background checks, which is a lie. A higher percentage of gun owners than non-gun owners, some polls show, support closing the terror loophole. More political leaders need to call out the gun lobby's double game and make their endorsement a little bit less meaningful, he said during a recent Newsmakers event at the National Press Club. He said a lot of things at the National Press Club. At the top of the ticket, Clinton's doing just that. Don't underestimate the importance of a major party presidential candidate asking for a mandate on the issue of guns and calling out the opponents of gun reform along the way. Some of the biggest applause lines in her speeches are when she pledges to take on the gun lobby and isn't afraid to talk about this in unlikely places like North Carolina and Virginia. How many people I should go to one of these things that don't want to hear the speaker speak? Huh? That's the most disingenuous statement I've ever heard in my life. Ever. He got out there and said during the debate that followed our filibuster, senators like Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham, who both voted against background checks, by the way, in 2013, were very critical of those that argued for the status quo, every right has boundaries on it. That's what Lindsey Graham said earlier this year about the Second Amendment. I'm sure he would not have conceded that point 2 or 4 or 6 years ago. That's because Lindsey Graham is status quo squish. And he's my senior senator, so I can say that and get away with it. He told the audience he's talked to many Republicans in Congress who want to be more reasonable on guns, but we're stuck in a party in which their position on guns is kind of a litmus test on how much you hate government. Now, wait a minute. He continues, there has got to be other proxies to demonstrate ideological purity in this respect, and we should be working hard with sympathetic Republicans to find another path forward, not simply yelling at them for refusing to work with us, he said. National Press Club President Thomas Burr asked Murphy if he thinks the GOP would be more willing to accept new gun control measures if Donald Trump loses badly to Hillary Clinton. Yes, in this respect, Hillary Clinton is running proudly on the issue of changing our nation's gun laws, and there were a lot of skeptics who said that she was only talking about guns as a means of differentiating differentiating herself from Bernie Sanders, that this was just an issue that she was using to get through the primary. And that has proved not to be the case. Murphy plans to visit states throughout the election cycle to have gun-related referendums, or that have gun-related referendums on the ballot. So that means he's going to have to get with Michael Bloomberg and start coordinating some of this stuff, because Michael Bloomberg's the only one who gets a place because he buys them. Said, I'm going to be spending much of my time between now and the election traveling to states in which we have a clear difference between candidates for the Senate and the House on the issue of guns. I'll be spending time in the states that have referendums that will expand background checks. I point you to Nevada and Maine as two important states, swing states on this issue, where we have referendums on the ballot. I don't think that we're going to need to do anything extraordinary and noteworthy from a public relations standpoint. Right now, we just got to go out and win some elections. Okay. Item number one, Obama's going to import another 110,000 Syrians into the United States. So that means we're going to have some more of this internal terrorist action. That's item number one. Item number two, we got $20 trillion in debt. Items three, four, and five, we got $20 trillion in debt. So we have in front of us both a recipe for a financial disaster with its coming and a recipe for an internal disaster that's coming. And instead, this senator thinks it is a smoking hot idea to travel to states to push for his pet cause. You're not a representative senator, sir. You're a self-serving shill. And I'm sure you'll get reelected because you're out of Connecticut. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. High quality. High degree of quality. Some time ago, a guy named Patrick Poole, and I so am jealous of Patrick, he coined the term known wolf, which shredded the conventional Washington wisdom that lone wolf terrorism is a major domestic threat. See, he tracked the phenomenon for years, right up to the jihadist attacks this weekend in both the New York metropolitan area and St. Cloud, Minnesota. Virtually every time a terror attack has occurred, the actor initially portrayed as a solo plotter lurking under the government's radar turns out to be, after not much digging, an already known, sometimes even notorious, Islamic extremist. As amply demonstrated by Poole's reporting, which was cataloged by PJ Media, lone wolves, virtually every single one, end up having actually had extensive connections to other Islamic extremists, radical mosques, and on not rare occasions, jihadist training facilities. The overarching point here is fortified by Mr. Poole's reporting. It is this: there are and can be no lone wolves. The very concept is inane, and only stems from a willfully blind aversion to the ideological foundation of jihadist terror, which is Islamic supremacism. The global, scripturally rooted movement to impose Sharia in the West to incrementally supersede our culture of reason, liberty, and equality with the repressive, discriminatory norms of classic Islamic law is a pack. The wolves are members of the pack, and that's why they are the antithesis of lone actors. And indeed, they always turn out to be known precisely because their association with the pack, with components of the global movement, is what ought to have alerted us to the danger they portended before they struck. This is a willful blindness. Because of the restrictions we have gratuitously imposed on ourselves. The U.S. government refuses to acknowledge the ideology that drives the movement until after some violent action is either too imminent to be ignored or, sadly, more often, until after the Islamic supremacist has acted out the savagery of that, you know, his ideology commands. Our government consciously avoids the ideology because it is rooted in the fundamentalist, literalist interpretation of Islam. It is but one of the many ways to construe that religion. The remorseless fact is that it is a mainstream construction, adhered to by tens of millions of Muslims and supported by centuries of scholarship. Now, I say the U.S. government is at fault here because, contrary to Republican campaign rhetoric that is apparently seized by amnesia, this is not merely an Obama administration dereliction. However much the president and his former Secretary of State, Clinton, have exacerbated the problem. Since the World Trade Center was bombed in 1993, the bipartisan Beltway cognoscenti have reasoned, a euphemism for reckless self-delusion, that conceding the Islamic doctrinal roots of jihadist terror, which would implicitly concede the vast Islamist Sharia supremacist support system, without which the global jihadist onslaught would be impossible, is impractical. How could acknowledging that truth be impractical, though? But when you take into effect that the national security hinges on an accurate assessment of threats, bipartisan Washington reasons that telling the truth would portray the United States as at war with Islam. To be blunt, this conventional wisdom can only be described as idiotic. We know that tens of millions of Muslims worldwide, and what appears to be a preponderance of Muslims in the West, reject Islamic supremacism and its Sharia encroachment agenda. We know that by a large percentage, Muslims are the most common victims of jihadist terror. We know that Muslim reformers are courageously working to undermine and reinterpret the scriptural roots of Islamic supremacism. A crucial battle, our default, makes far more difficult for them to win. We know that Muslims, particularly those assimilated into the West, have been working with our law enforcement, our military, and intelligence agencies for decades to gather intelligence, infiltrate jihadist cells, thwart jihadist attacks, and fight jihadist militias. None of those Muslims who are not only our allies but are in fact us believes that America is at war with Islam. So why does a Washington base crucial life and death policy on nonsense? Well, because they're in the thrall of the enemy. The war on Islam propaganda is manufactured by Islamist groups, particularly those tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. While we resist study of our enemy's ideology, they go to school on us. So they grasp three key items here. One, Washington is so bloated and dysfunctional, it will leap on any excuse to refrain from strong action. Two, the American tradition of religious liberty can be exploited to paralyze our government if national defense against a totalitarian political ideology can be framed as hostility and persecution against an entire religious faith. And three, because Washington has so much difficulty taking action, it welcomes claims that minimize the scope and depth of the threat. Topping the narrative list is the fantasy that Islamist ideological support system that nurtures jihadism, you know, like the Muslim Brotherhood and its tentacles, is better seen as a moderate, nonviolent partner with whom we can work than as what it actually is, the enemy's most effective agent. Stealth operative that exploits the atmosphere of intimidation created by the jihadists. So, in proceeding with the premise that we must do nothing to convey the notion that we are at war with Islam, or in Obama-Clinton parlance, in proceeding from the premise that we need a good narrative rather than a truth-based strategy, we have internalized the enemy's worldview, a view that is actually rejected by our actual Islamic allies and the vast majority of Americans today. And we heard this from Clinton the other day. We know that a lot of rhetoric we've heard from Donald Trump has been seized on by the terrorists, in particular ISIS, because they're looking to make this into a war against Islam rather than a war against jihadists, violent terrorists, people who number maybe in the tens of thousands, not the tens of millions. They want to use that to recruit more fighters to their cause by turning it into a religious conflict. That's why I've been very clear. We're going after the bad guys and we're going to get them, but we're not going to go after an entire religion and give ISIS exactly what it's wanting in order for them to enhance their position. Absolute lunacy. Coming out of the face of, you know, I love watching her now because her eyes now dance in relief of each other. They're not working together no more. She got something going on inside that head of hers. It's not the tens of thousands of jihadists, and she's lowballing the number of jihadists worldwide. It's not merely ISIS, not merely ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which she conveniently omits mentioning, since it has replenished thanks to the Obama-Clinton governance, and despite claims to have defeated it to the point that it is now at least as much of a threat as it was on the eve of 9/11. They're now the sources of the threat against us. They're the inevitable results of that threat. The actual threat, the source, is Islamic supremacism and its Sharia imposition agenda, which is what they're pushing. So, by not mentioning it, I guess it doesn't exist. I see that all the time. It's all over the place. All over the place. By not mentioning it, it just doesn't exist. Get it? Do you get it? So, anyway. Rolling up on hour number three, coming up when we get back, we're going to look at some things that might hit the Supreme Court next time. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.